Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
We are speaking with a Cork man who's not only a serving officer in the Metropolitan Police in London, but also has a successful side career as an actor and a performer. He's on the line. Craig, how's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you, Jen?
I'm grand. So tell us, how did you end up in London's Metropolitan Police?
Oh, God. So I'll go from the start, will I?
Go on.
All right, so buckle up then. So. Right, I moved up to London around 8-9 years ago. Myself and my brother Lee, we both got scholarships to come over and study musical theatre in London, which was great. We came over and kind of done that. Then we kind of muffled around a bit, doing a few shows and gigs and stuff like that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm a bit allergic now, so I wanna do something different. And I remember when I was younger. So I'm from a place in Cork, which is kind of rough, but it was the best place to grow up, like I wouldn't be the person today I was if I didn't grow up in the place. I grew up in a place called Mahon. Mm-hmm. And
do you need to have a tough skin to live in a place like that? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, tough skin. There be loads of drama 24/7, do you know what I mean? It's unreal, yeah. Like it's a great place. Great place to live, and you know, everyone has each other's backs and stuff like that. So we used to go to like the youth club and stuff like that, and there always used to be a guard there. Her name is Guard June, so she was like the community guard, so she would always kind of go on trips with us and stuff like that. And I always kind of said, Jesus, I'd love to be like Guard June. So I was over in London anyway, and I'm living over here with my partner and stuff, so I was like, you know what? I was working one day. I was working in a gym, just a side job. I was like, do you know what I'd apply like? Because I knew I wouldn't get into the guards in Ireland because my Irish is shocking.
So you're telling me it's easier to get into the London Metropolitan Police than it is than to get into the guards here? Is that what you're saying?
It would, because wow. You need to know Irish. I remember my priest years ago, I said Tommy on Tilena, which means I am a T-shirt. So my Irish isn't the best. So I was like, nah, not doing the Irish, not hope. So I applied and then got in.
And that basically. Was it? Did you enjoy it? Were you like Garda June? Is it something that you love to do? I mean, going from musical theatre to the London Metropolitan Police is a big kind of sidestep.
It is a big sidestep, but you know what? At the end of the day, you're kind of acting anyway. You're trying to act the tough guy, do you know what I mean? Because that's what people do anyway. They just walk the walk, do you know, and you just have to kind of just go with the flow. So I'm in the police now 2 years.
Wow.
In November. I have my passing out parade, actually, so like my graduation on Friday. It was meant to be like last year because of COVID. So I have that on Friday, which is exciting because my mom and her partner and my brother are coming over for. So
amazing.
They're coming.
Very proud moment.
And, oh, I know.
And then you were a contestant on Supermarket Sweep randomly.
Yeah.
And you ended up being part of the cast because they asked you back. What happened? Tell us that story. What happened there?
So my friend, who also moved over to London, we kind of knew each other from Cork and we went to the same school in Cork, Cluj Stephen Afa, with Alan Foley. And he's actually, do you ever hear the podcast, I'm Grandmam?
Yeah.
So it's actually Kevin Toomey from I'm Grandmam. So his friend was like already like in the cast or something, and she messaged him saying, hey, do you want to be on Supermarket Sweep tomorrow? And Kevin messaged me. He was like, oh my God, do you know what Supermarket Sweep is? I was like, yeah, and I really want to be on it. So he only lived like 2 seconds away from me. So he said, I'm going to run over. They wanted to do a Skype call together to see if we're like eligible to get on the show. Like, so we just threw the Irish charm on and just made him laugh the whole time. And I'm sure half the time you didn't know what we were saying, but you sure look what we got in anyway.
Not only did you get in, but you're now part of the cast. How? So.
It was so weird. So we got to the final. We couldn't find maple syrup. I mean, that would haunt me for the rest of my life. And kind of that was it, kind of the end. And, you know, you just kind of pop up on TV every now and then when the episode will come on. So then I got an email saying, "Hey, Craig, it's producers from Supermarket Sweep. I remember you were saying that you're an actor and stuff like that. Listen, we actually have a space for an actor to be a cashier. Would you be interested for a few episodes?" I was like, 100%, yeah. So at the time, I literally just was out of, you have to do like this thing in the police where you have to like do like street duty. So you have like instructors with you and then you go to like your response team, so like, you know, going to 999 calls, and I just joined that team and I got the email and I was like, oh god, I don't know if I'd be able to go. But with the police, they love to have officers to have like things outside of the police, obviously, to like occupy your mind and, you know, kind of just relax and stuff like that. So I went straight to my sergeants and I was like, listen, this is the deal, I'd love to be on it, what can you do? So between jigs and reels, anyway, I had to go. I was working like a night shift, and then I get picked up by a car to go film for the day, to come to get dropped back to go for another night shift, and then to get picked up the next morning. So I went 48 hours with no sleep, but I was like, I was determined just to do it because obviously it was a great opportunity.
But not only that, I mean, you're inherently, and it's in your bones to be an actor and a performer. So this is a niche you probably felt you had to scratch. And what an opportunity to do on an iconic show like that. But what's it like doing the two? They're polar opposites. I mean, and to be able to do the two, how do you juggle that?
I don't know. I just think you just not take life so seriously. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to stay in one path. You can have multiple paths if you want. If you want to make them work, you can make them work. And if you don't, they're not going to work. But if you do want to make them work, then it's going to work out for you. That's kind of my mindset.
It probably complements. I mean, it's interesting here that the Metropolitan Police encourage this type of activity to keep you sane, because if you're, you know, embedded in the police force and dealing with 999 calls and out on the beat, and it can be quite dangerous, it's nice to have something like that to completely maybe relax or occupy your mind. You're right. That's really interesting to hear. How did the other police officers find it? I mean, did they give you a bit of a slagging over this, or were they all cool?
You know, actually, kind of. Someone made a gif, you know, those things. Mm-hmm. On WhatsApp, a gif of me just saying, because I remember I had to say, like, I don't know, they got a voucher or something. I had to say 10%, and someone made a gif and put it into our group, and it was just so funny. But like, say if I went to a call now and it was in a house, I would be with someone. And if the telly's on, they kind of say something. They say, oh, you need to watch out. No, I'm telling you now, you might see someone. And I'm there then, red-faced, mortified. I'm like, oh, my God, please don't come on the telly. Please come on the telly.
Oh, God, have you been recognised when you're out on the beat?
Not when I'm out on the beat.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I would absolutely die of shame.
You?
I'd be like, oh, my God. God.
Because
you know,
it'd be hard for you to, because you'd be in the uniform, be hard for you to, as you say, to flip back to that kind of role, I suspect.
You know, I just say, oh, no, that's not me, that's my brother, even though we don't look nothing alike.
Should they think all Irish people look the same anyway?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get away with that. So you've had a little taste of performing again when you said you were allergic to it a couple of years ago when you left it for the police. Do you think you want to do more, Craig? Do you think, you know, you'd like to do more performing?
I would, to be honest. Yeah. If anything came up now, I would. Well, not anything. Like, I wouldn't want to be on a McVitie's ad just packing biscuits. Like, do you know what I mean?
Don't knock them. They're great biscuits.
Oh, do you know what? I love hobnobbing myself, so... or ginger nuts, because I'm ginger myself, so sure, man.
Good on you. Yeah, you'd be a good ambassador. But if the right role, what would be your favourite? I always said, if there are, you know, it takes a lot of time, theatre and stuff, and I did it years ago. But my favourite role, if Miss Hannigan in Annie Came Up. That's my favourite role. That's what I would love to play.
So that's funny now you just mentioned Annie, because when I was in training school, so actually like 4 years ago, I went to audition for Annie the Musical in London, which was for Cork Opera House. And I met this guy there. This is 4 years ago, and he was from Dublin, so we were just chatting away. He was saying his girlfriend was Cork. That was the end of it, never seeing each other again. Until I went to training school, and he's there in the police training school, and now together we're both on the same team. It's just so weird that we met each other.
What is it with people in the performing arts becoming police officers, you know, in the Metropolitan Police? It's like, it's crazy.
Literally, but it's so weird that we met each other 4 years ago randomly, and now we're literally working side by side and on the same team together all the time.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Well, listen, it's great to hear you're doing what you love again, and hopefully we'll see it on our screens in the future. If anybody's looking for a ginger fella for anything as an ambassador, you can give him a call, contact him. You're an absolute star. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And best of luck with everything, Craig, okay?
Cheers. Thanks, Jen. Come here. Come here if anyone's listening. Is that if anyone's putting the feelers out for young offenders? Obviously, there's a ginger guy here that would love to be on it, and we'll have a skit if I'm on it.
Listen, I know the creator, Peter Fussell. I'll put in a good word for you, okay?
Drop him an email, Jen, and get back on to me.
I'll do it now. Thanks, Craig. There we go. That was Corkman Craig Barrett, absolute legend, speaking to us about how he juggles being an officer in the Metropolitan Police in London and a little side hustle as an actor and performer. Absolutely lovely guy. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.